Sir, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you state your name?
Brian Matthews.
Good morning, Mr. Matthews. My name is Lee Quinones, and I am the acting board chairman for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. The next voice you're going to hear is Mr. Neal, and he'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Matthews, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Brian Matthews, 233557.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision application. I will introduce the board members to conduct the hearing at this time. And then my very far right is the Honorable Michael Johnson, to his left is the Honorable Rittenhouse, and in the center is Mr. Lee Quinones, the Honorable Mr. Lee Quinones. And my name is Dave Deal, I'll be the hearing lead today. Also, in the room with us, we have Mr. Brady from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So, prior to this hearing, you received an invitation for an advisory of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, that form will notify the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself.
At this time, I'm swearing you and Mr. Brady in, so do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
You
do? I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should have been revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what we're going to do is going to be the two allegations that are on your warrant, and after each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about August 14, 2018, for the task GCMS lab report dated August 24, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, allegation number 2 is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in threatening behavior activities on or about August 15, 2018 at the Maricopa Reentry Center and Marcia 24601 North Panic Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Is that true or false, sir?
I technically don't understand how it would be considered threatening behavior. All I was doing was just standing there when something else was going on.
Okay, well, sir, you have an ample opportunity to actually explain it in phase two. So at this point in time, I just need to know if you think that is a true statement or a false statement.
I guess true.
Okay. Well, in phase two, you have an opportunity to explain exactly what happened, okay?
Yes.
All right. So based on the admissions of Mr. Matthews, I'm going to move to find that he feels that as he violated his terms and conditions of his supervision, and may or may have lapsed or not lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Quinones, agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse and Mr. Johnson. Okay, so we'll move into phase two in a couple of minutes, but before we do, Mr. Graves is going to give some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll get right back with you. Okay? Mr. Graves.
Mr. Matthews was released from DOC on February 2nd, 2018. He was arrested on August 15th, 2018 by parole staff. He has no charges. He was returned back to DOC on August 15th, 2018. He has a CCD of May 4th of 2019, 0 gun days, current conviction, 2010, aggravated assault, 9 years, prior conviction, 2008, resisting arrest, 1 year, 2008, forgery, 2 years, 6 months, he has 2 terms for DLC, his CUIR score is a 4-4, mental health score is a 4, substance abuse score is a 2, gang information, Mr. Matthew supplements to being a member of the Criminal Street Gang Southside Gila River. He's also affiliated as a member of the Prison Gang Warrior Society. prior term of supervision, 2009, TNS release, arrested on new charges, aggravated assault with a weapon, revoked by DNC. Disciplinary violation of moderate with violence and assault on staff noted. Other arrest, 2005, resisting arrest, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2010, aggravated assault, Arizona felony conviction, probation. And a community risk score of a G6V8.
Thanks, sir. So, Mr. Matthews, we're going to go over a summary of the case supervision. So, looks like you moved around quite a bit. So, February 2nd, you were released homeless. Then, they were managed to get approved for TLC. On 14, you were referred and approved to United Vehicle at 2501 North Elm Street in Phoenix. So you participate in the 90-day RCBM program. Then on the 20th of February, Peter Palmer received notification from VRAM stating that you had been discharged from the residence and program. You were involved in altercation that required you to be discharged. Then on the 22nd of February, you were approved to reside with your aunt in Phoenix. And then on March 9th, you returned to VRA and back into the RCBM program. And then May 30th, you were discharged from VRA, failing to complete that program. June 4th, you were approved to reside back with your aunt. Then August 1st, you were approved to reside at MRC. Then, August 15th, you were discharged from MRC, becoming aggressive with staff and were returned to custody. So, why did you have so much trouble staying in these different halfway houses and programs, sir?
As you guys just stated, I just got done doing 8 years. I asked before I got out if I could get down to somewhere that prepared me to get released, to be around people in society, but it never happened, and so I didn't know how to act when I was out there. It took me a lot to adjust to things, and so I was constantly uncomfortable around people in situations, basic situations that normal people go through in society every day, and that was hard for me because I had just spent 8 years in prison, most of it in lockdown conditions. And so, yes, I had problems, and I did get obtain a job during that time, but I had to do all kinds of things for parole and for MRC or this and that. And so I would, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I got to using meth, and next thing you know, I'm considered myself a drug addict now, I guess you could say, self-admitted. That's why I went through a lot of that. When I first got out, I did ask different people and the parole office numerous times, I want help, I need help, I don't know how to go to these things, I don't feel comfortable, and at which time they approved me for SMI status. Because of that and because of my learning disability, mental capabilities, and I kept asking different people, I need help, I need help. And the help never came in, so I felt, you know, I gave in, said, well, nobody else wants to help, nobody wants to help me, so I might as well just do whatever I comes natural. And that is why. And as soon as I started to get used to things out there, I get violated for standing on. Normally, according to my record that everybody's reading, is that I have these violent tendencies. But for me, this one time, I'm just standing there, didn't do nothing violent, and I get violated, and here I am.
Okay, so, I haven't had an opportunity to actually read the allegation on that, but it's, talking about, I was first with MRC when I was 15. You injected yourself into an altercation with MRC staff with having another offender, and you're yelling and directing offender Davis, the other offender, not to comply with the MRC staff, and their verbal grumpy orders. CEO was told you to stop several times and to submit to restraints, and you defiantly refused. You stated that you were standing up for your own kind and that your friend was being mistreated by staff. This behavior was observed by Sergeant Schilling from across the yard, and Sergeant Schilling ran to aid CO3 Willis with his taser in hand. Once he arrived on the site, Sergeant Schilling realized the situation did not require the use of force. Sergeant Schilling attempted to talk the offender down from the escalated state that you'd gotten into, but you became more aggressive. You took an aggressive posture by stepping into a fighting stance and raising your fist. Then Sergeant Schilling removed his taser from the soldier and gave verbal directive for you to submit once again to restraints, and at that time you followed the directive so you didn't get tased. And you were arrested and returned to DOC. So is that accurate, sir?
No.
So
not all of it is accurate, but there is parts of it that, no, I wasn't yelling around. I wasn't saying anything to the other personnel, whoever it was that was acting out with the COs. All I did was just walk there, stood there, and after that, the other sergeant comes running up, and as far as you know, I know we're all in this heated argument, whatever is going on. All these different guys come running up to me, and I'm used to being on the yard where normally when they come running up like that, they just tackle you. They don't say nothing, they just tackle you. So I postured myself, and that's where I did do that.
You just stated that it was a heated argument.
Between the guy and the other guy.
Okay.
Whatever that guy's name is and the COs, they were over there fighting and he was getting sprayed and...
Well, how did you get close enough to that? How and why did you get close enough to that for Sergeant Schilling to think that you might be involved in it? I mean, if you saw from across the yard, why did you walk over to where they were doing? What was the purpose in that?
I was already in that vicinity. Not only that, they were away from me. Like, they were away from me. I was standing way off on the side. Next thing you know, the sergeant guy and three other cops run up on me. I'm thinking that I'm going to get tackled, which is normal, seems to be normal DOC procedures. And he's running up, so anybody that runs up on you like that around here is just, you just got to be prepared. Because there's times when you get tackled by the COs and you cooperate, you still get messed up.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions. Okay, sir. We're doing the end of your hearing at this time. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination in a couple of minutes. But before we do that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be pertinent to our decision. We ask that you don't repeat all the information we already have. But if there's anything else you'd like to tell us, now's the opportunity.
Yes. I clearly didn't do that good when I got out just recently. I just got there doing 8 years. I've been away from my family. Most of my family has passed away. All I pretty much have out there is my son and his grandmother. And I clearly, I did not act out there. I did try to ask for help. And then during that time, I tried may not get all the way out there to go to drug treatment. Again, once again, I'm asking for help. You know, how often do you have other people asking for help? That's the only thing I can say is for another chance to get it right this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board is going to be going into discussion now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves, make a decision. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. But we ask that you stay on the phone, remain silent, and I'll get back with you after we make a decision, okay?
Okay.
And the board is going to have a discussion. Well, Mr. Matthews, I agree that even before we get to the aggressive part on the scenes, the day before the incident we're talking about, he had been positive for now, so he had an emergency system the day of this threatening incident. And based on what's in the warrant, and what Mr. Matthews is saying, I'm not seeing him as a really good candidate to return to green supervision at the time, but it definitely needs some anger management classes. And I don't see him as a good candidate for return to green supervision at this time. I want to listen to discussion from the fellow board members. So based on our information, number 20182362, Mr. Matthews' statements and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke full supervision of Mr. Matthews as a delinquent, violating term conditions of supervision and now lapsing without lapsing criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Penelope. Okay. Sir, the board has wanted to revoke the community supervision at this time. You are scheduled for release May 4th of 2019. We suggest that you might look into some anger management programming if you can get some between now and then. And then hopefully when you get out in May, you can control that anger and be successful and not have to return to DOC again, okay? So that would end your hearing, sir. Would you put the CO3 back on the phone, please?